This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Donald Trump is making a right-wing extremist by the name of Laura Loomer a major part of his 2024 campaign, and the Biden campaign is calling that out. Here's what Donald Trump posted. He said, "Please watch this," and it was a video made by Laura Loomer, to which the Biden HQ campaign account responded, "Trump just posted a video from white nationalist Laura Loomer, who just days ago said, quote, someone is going to shoot and kill immigrants, and she's, quote, not going to care when it happens." This is what Laura Loomer just responded as well. "I'm bragging about Trump using her videos and making her a major part of the campaign." And then she's attacking the Biden campaign for calling her out for making those horrific statements. Laura Loomer says, "Trump just shared the campaign ad I made for him, exposing the invasion of our country by criminal illegal aliens. 15 minutes later, the Biden campaign is posting screenshots from my ad, and they are having a meltdown. Guess I really struck a nerve at Joe Biden. Hashtag Trump2024. P.S. at Joe Biden, stop calling me a white nationalist. I am Jewish, you anti-Semite." And Laura Loomer ran for Congress in 2022 after one of the stunts that she pulled, where she chained herself to a door at Twitter. This was before Elon Musk took over. I believe this was actually in 2018. And the reason that she did it is she claimed that her experience of being banned on Twitter for saying horrific things when Twitter actually had standards, she said it was similar to the Holocaust, and there's a video of her saying that. But first, let's look at a video of Laura Loomer crying after she did not win her congressional race in Florida. Here, play this clip.
"We are losing our country because of big tech election interference. And I am pleading with the Republican Party to please start taking this issue seriously. Please, because the American people deserve representation. And that's why I ran for Congress in 2020. It's why I ran for Congress in 2022. And it's why I'm going to keep fighting for all of you. I'm never going to."
Now, here is a video of far right-wing activist Laura Loomer announcing that she contemplated getting Nazi-style Holocaust tattoos on her wrist of the docket number of her lawsuit against big tech to symbolize that she believes she's a victim of digital extermination on social media. Here, play this clip.
"We all know that the favored tactic, of communists and Nazis is censorship, of course. And when I handcuffed myself to Twitter, as you know, Jason, I wore a yellow star because I really do believe that what we're seeing right now, it's massive digital extermination, which is a precursor to actual extermination. And I do believe that history is going to repeat itself and we're going to find ourselves with concentration camps again. And we are living in a digital gulag. And just like gulag prisoners and prisoners in concentration camps had to have tattoos, right? The Nazi style Holocaust tattoos. I thought that it would be really symbolic to actually get my docket number tattooed on my wrist, like a Holocaust style tattoo, because I really do believe that that history is repeating itself, and we are witnessing a digital Shoah, and this is digital extermination by these actual fascists and tyrants in Silicon Valley. And so I might just get my docket number tattooed on my wrist."
You see over here a photo of Lara Trump with Laura Loomer campaigning together previously, although you'll note in the back that they're holding Trump Pence signs. And of course, you now know the news that former Vice President Pence is not endorsing Donald Trump. I did a short on that, but let me just show you that. Just I'll digress just for one moment, if you'll allow me, and then we'll go right back. But here's Pence saying he's not endorsing Donald Trump. Play this clip.
We have not heard from you. Will you be endorsing your former president? You were on the ticket with him last time around.
Well, Martha, I appreciate the question. And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year.
Back to Laura Loomer. Here is Donald Trump recently sitting with Loomer and praising her. Play this clip.
Hey, everybody. We're here at Bedminster. I'm with the greatest president ever, President Donald Trump, who is killing it right now. There's a new poll out, right? You're crushing it. You're up over 50 points. And it's a beautiful day here. Beautiful club. It's my first time here at Bedminster.
Well, it's great to have you, and you've been really very special. You work hard, and you are a very opinionated lady. I have to tell you that. And in my opinion, I like that.
Well, I
appreciate
that.
But I appreciate
that.
All of your support, and you've been terrific. And everybody appreciates your support.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me to sit with you today. It's a pleasure. You're the best. I love you.
And here's Donald Trump at a recent campaign stop, also praising Laura Loomer. Play this clip.
Really taking the country by storm. Very powerful person, very strong person, very courageous person, a warrior. Laura Loomer. Laura, where are you? Thank you, Laura. Great job you do.
You all know I love math, right? So let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce the headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, as we did at Midas Touch. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. Truth is golden. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Slash it. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, including ours. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Businesses need to operate as efficiently as possible, so you'd be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. So head to netsuite.com/Midas. That's NetSuite.com/Midas. One more time, it's netsuite.com/Midas. By the way, recently, Jenna Ellis, of all people, Trump's former lawyer, She's been criminally convicted in Georgia for committing crimes with Donald Trump. Even she's making fun of Laura Loomer now. And I mean, Jenna Ellis is the kind of initial Laura Loomer. It just goes to show you that when it gets worse than Jenna Ellis, that's where MAGA is in 2024. Laura Loomer posted yesterday, "People are so mean to President Trump," and she does a crying face emoji. "He doesn't deserve it. His life is so hard, and he just keeps on fighting for all of us. It makes me sad, to be honest." I mean, again, this whole MAGA movement is all about whining and personal grievance. It has nothing to do with actually helping the American people. And speaking of which, here you have even a DeSantis supporter, guy by the name of Peter Henlein. He's commenting on the fact that you have Ben Shapiro, disgraces the name Ben, and I'm not going to show you this video, but you got Ben Shapiro now really inextricably intertwined with the MAGA grift, is hosting a fundraiser for Donald Trump's legal bills. And as Peter Henlein described, he's like, "You've got a multimillionaire raising funds for a billionaire," I'll say purported billionaire's, "legal defense. That's the conservative movement in 2024. What a effing joke," he says. I do want to give a hat tip, though, of course, to the Biden campaign here for their rapid response. I mean, I like that They were ready to go. As soon as Trump praised Laura Loomer in that video, the Biden campaign had their ads ready to go, and they had their messaging ready to go to call out that despicable behavior that in normal times would be absolutely disqualifying. Let me read you what President Biden's posting, just so you can see a comparison. President Biden says this about Vice President Kamala Harris. From becoming the first woman to serve as San Francisco's district attorney to California's attorney general and now serving as vice president, Vice President Kamala Harris has shattered barriers. I'm proud to have her on my team. President Biden also posted, Donald Trump enacted a $2 trillion tax cut that benefits the very wealthy and the biggest corporations and exploded the federal deficit. Under my plan, nobody making less than $400,000 will pay an additional penny in taxes. Oh yeah, one thing I remember now about Laura Loomer, in addition to the hate that she spews, the horrific statements that she makes, the self-aggrandizement and all the, just the weirdo behavior, during the Iowa caucuses that took place recently, she was saying that Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and the Democrats were controlling the weather patterns and seeding the clouds to try to harm Donald Trump by creating a snowstorm. This is the type of person who is elevated to the top in MAGA. This is the person who Donald Trump links arms with and who wants, and Trump wants her to be the one making life and death decisions over you. As I've said over and over again here on the Midas Touch Network, and why I share things like a DeSantis supporter by Peter Henlein, why I share stuff from DeSantis and Nikki Haley supporters as well, is this is a very unusual election. This is not, and you see with Pence, Trump's former vice president not endorsing Donald Trump, right? Like that's the first time that's ever happened in American history. As our editor-in-chief Ron Filipkowski said, there's never been a sitting president or former president in the history of the United States have his own vice president and so many senior cabinet officials refuse to endorse him in the next election. The people who know him best and watched him behind the scenes refuse to support him. Wake up, America. And so this is not like Democrat v. Republican anymore. This is, do you support democracy, normalcy, the norms of our country, our Constitution? Do you support that? Or are you with this MAGA, this weirdo WWE cosplay wannabe fascism that's a cult of Donald Trump? That's the choice right here. And I hope when you see videos like this and you see Donald Trump and Laura Loomer, it becomes very clear to you that this ain't no normal election. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subs together. Thank you.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.